Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER 88.1 FM. This time on Talk of the Town, I have the owners and proprietors of our newest mercantile store called Magnolia Hall. I have Scott Lindsay and Dan Wildman with me. I want to make sure you got your last names. I know you guys by first names. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, you guys are not native to Colonial Beach. What brought you here? I'll let either one of you answer.
I've been coming here since I was a small child, camping over in the campground and shark's tooth hunting over at Westmoreland State Park. So my family's been in and out of Colonial Beach for 30 plus years.
Oh, so Dan, you've got some roots here.
Somewhat roots. I'm from Stafford, so I'm a Staffordian, but we've come here quite a bit over the years. And several years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, we had a friend who was vacationing with us and asked us to come take a look at a house on the water in Colonial Beach. That it looked like a great town to go visit, and I was familiar with it, so we said, sure, let's go take a look. So we came down and fell in love and dove right in.
So your friend was shopping for a house,
yes.
And you ended up buying one.
Yes, and our friend actually ended up purchasing land and built a house as well. So she is here as well.
Oh, wow.
Her and her family.
Wonderful.
At the time, the market was a little tough, so there weren't a lot of homes on the market. And there was only one home we were shown, and it wasn't the right fit for us. But then he said, well, there isn't one more I can show you, and it happens to be the one we purchased. 2 weeks later, I was telling a friend of mine about Colonial Beach because they live in Fredericksburg and didn't know a lot about it. And so fast forward, she came down and looked at the house we originally looked at, and they bought it.
Oh.
So we're pretty lucky to have friends from Fredericksburg surrounding us here on our weekends in Colonial Beach as well.
But you guys are full-time here now, right?
We're half-time, sometimes almost full-time here, but we are still have a residence up in Stafford.
Are you still employed doing something else besides running Magnolia Hall?
I am retired from my profession.
I am retired from my profession, so this is what retirement looks like.
Retirement means opening a new business.
Opening a new business, working 7 days a week.
So let's talk about that. As a new business owner, have you ever opened a business before?
Yes.
Yes.
So you knew what you were getting into?
No.
Never retail.
Never retail. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I owned and operated a franchise of a after school tutoring company, Sylvan Learning Center.
Okay. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. So I had several locations throughout Northern Virginia is my what I retired from.
A very different animal.
A little different, yeah.
And Dan?
I come from the EMS world, so I've been in the EMS industry for the past 35 years. And my friend and coworker, I owned and operated a medical transport company throughout Virginia. So,
okay, so both savvy businessmen, but not familiar with retail. Or why are you?
We're experts in retail, in buying.
We're really good at that. But the other end of it is new and very exciting. But I feel like it's something that I've always wanted to do because I do enjoy shopping at very unique places.
So in retirement, is this a way just to feed your shopping habits?
As he looks at me and
oh,
smiles.
That was a look.
That was
this is one of those rare moments when I wish this weren't just radio.
I'm glad it is just radio. I am known to shop and look, and this is satisfying something. I mean, I'm not buying everything for myself.
Right.
There have been a couple of purchases through vendors that I'm like, well, if no one likes this in the shop, this will go great in the living room. I've taken myself out of the equation and I think of friends mostly when I'm shopping. So there's a lot of people that we've met here in town and people from Fredericksburg that are in my mind when I'm shopping. So I think of, you know, could I envision them wearing this or in their home? Is this something that they would purchase?
So you are divorcing yourself from the process and saying, this is not for me.
Yes.
This is for my clientele.
Yes.
And you have them in mind.
And that's something that advice from other friends who have started retail businesses have said is don't shop for yourself. That's, you know, you need to shop for your customer because I can't financially support this myself for, you know, for many years. You want to be able to offer things for other people and their taste and price points. So that's something that I've been extremely conscious about.
So when you were thinking about opening a business, was it always a mercantile? Or were you like, I want to open something in Colonial Beach to give myself something to do in retirement or what have you? And did you go through different ideas of what that might be?
Well, we already operate some Airbnb properties here. So we are already doing that in retirement. And we're landlords to a restaurant in town. You know, we have a couple of retail places here in town, and I felt like there's always room for something else or something more. And I was thinking of personally things that I can't find in town that I'm going back when, you know, we're in the city, what I'm shopping for gifts or just expanding the options that are available. So that started to make sense that a retail boutique would make more sense to kind of expand on what's already offered with the couple that are here and then kind of expand from there.
And actually, you bring exactly to the forefront the one question that I had was, we already have a mercantile.
Right.
Why a mercantile? And what about that?
So the ladies at Hawthorne Mercantile do a great job. They're friends. We actually own an Airbnb across the street from their Airbnb. So we are connected to them multiple ways. I don't consider us a mercantile. I consider us a boutique. So there's a little difference there. And actually, last week, we went together to one of the shows in Virginia Beach, and we shopped together for our businesses. And it actually made a lot of sense because, one example, we were with a vendor that had these really cool sweaters for the fall and winter, and we were kind of deciding like which shop made more sense for this particular sweater. And so I was like, all right, Marty wanted the flowers, and I'm like, yeah, it makes more sense with the vibe of your boho chic vibe you got going. And then the vendor said, wait, I've got another sweater just like it, but in a different print, which is Stars, which kind of made a little more sense with the clothing that I've been selecting. So we are going to have this fall the same type of sweater, but in different prints. So we're not competing, we're complementing each other. And it actually coordinates. So the shoppers can shop both and expand their wardrobe, and we're not competing. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And I was in Atlanta this past week at the market, and I missed having them with me. And I was constantly thinking, oh, I'm not going to do this particular product because that makes sense for them. So I sent them a couple of products for them to look at because, you know, we can easily complement one another because it helps our customers have more options in town.
It's nice to hear that you're friendly competition.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're actually, the part of the fun of the shopping for you is if you can do it with somebody, it's even more fun.
Absolutely.
Like most activities.
Except my business partner to my right. He's not fun to shop with.
Dan, would you care to comment on that?
I think I'm a great supervisor when I shop.
Supervisor.
You're the one who says, but what about the budget?
Yes.
No. Absolutely. He says no.
I think one of the great things that we did in opening the boutique here is thinking about how we can build the vitality of downtown Colonial Beach. That was important. The existing businesses here do a great job. And opening up our boutique, we wanted to offer something else. So when people come to Colonial Beach, they have several places to shop or several things to do. Many people will not travel to a destination just for a one-shop town.
No.
You have to have multiple businesses for people to drive business. Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. So if you have more businesses within town, more people will come and have that vitality of shopping around. So having our boutique was just another opportunity for Colonial Beach to have another option for people to come as a destination.
And it really does sound like you've been welcomed.
I think so. We love our partner businesses in town. We all think collectively together that we're making Colonial Beach a better place to live, work, and play.
Awesome. You mentioned the complementary nature of your shop versus Hawthorne, and I'll just ask one more question. How would you define those differences? Like you said, you don't exactly think of your shop as a mercantile. So how would you describe it to somebody who's never been?
That I am trying to figure out our identity. In the very beginning, I felt like we would be more of items for a coastal home. That was sort of my envision, was more home. I have found some unique vendors with clothing that complement that vibe of coastal. So I think I've gravitated more towards clothing just because I felt like we were missing a lot of, you know, we had a couple of options, but I felt like we needed more of that. And then now I'm kind of gearing back towards, I want to see more home and housewares and more seasonal items that some small boutiques or mercantiles or shops can't carry a lot of that merchandise. So if we have more, if more of the places have selections, then it's better options for our customers. So I think looking at, you know, the coastal home, what that entails, also having gifts for people. We are a very social town. There's happy hour everywhere on the porch, by the fire pit. People are always looking for a little gift to take to someone. You'll see in the restaurants, at the bars, people are celebrating together birthdays. So there's opportunities there to have a good little gift to give to someone. People coming from out of town, I mean, you look at how many tourists that we're getting. They're wanting Colonial Beach items as well. We're trying to figure out our niche, and right now it's just offering a little of something for everyone.
It must be difficult finding your identity in opening a new business like this. I mean, sure. You're kind of feeling your way and figuring it out. And
right.
You guys haven't been open that long, but you seem to be doing well. I've toured your shop. I noticed you have a fair bit of clothing merchandise. Mm-hmm. So you've obviously, like you said, kind of gone down that road a little bit. It's a cute little shop and still looks like a home. Mm-hmm. And that front porch is great. Do you have any plans of like what you want to do with that front porch? Like somehow I envisioned, correct me if this is a terrible idea, but I kind of thought, wouldn't it be great if you had a couple of little bistro tables out there and people could sit after shopping and just have like a glass of wine and a nibble or something? Is that in the cards at all?
We have lots of plans for the porch and the front yard. We just got our landscape plan approved by us. We finally figured out what we're going to do, and they'll start that, the first phase, in October. We've already put a couple of bistro tables and chairs in the front porch. We've had Julie's Coffee House come now for two Saturdays, so she's brought in a lot of people. They've missed her, and so there have been people milling about. We are open on the sip and stroll nights, so they can stroll on over and shop. We have Ravens Point, which is right a couple doors down, so they could pick up a to-go. They're welcome to come and sit on the porch as well if they're crowded. Colonial Beach is an outdoor. We live outdoors here, and so we do have plans to expand that. We've had Nothing But Cakes came, and they had a pop-up there on the porch. We've got plans for a few more pop-ups, and two young gents have started a business called Lasers by the River, and they're 10 and 11, and they formed their LLC, and they're printing with a laser printer some items, and we have their merchandise. In fact, I just ordered the CBVA coasters from them. We sold out of them yesterday, the rest of them, so I just placed another order with them. So I love that, you know, they're young, they're entrepreneurs, and they're doing some great stuff. So we're going to continue to feature their items in the shop. People are welcome anytime we're open to come by, pick up your to-go lunch, set out there, come listen to their music always. Last night I was working on the front door installation for fall, and High Tides had some band playing, so I was listening to live music while I was working. So we definitely want to be able to utilize the space more in the future.
Let's remind people where you are. It's Magnolia Hall is on Washington Avenue, right next to Hunan. What's the official address?
414.
414 Washington Avenue in yes. Colonial Beach. It sat as kind of an empty house, I think, for a fair amount of time. Dan, was there a lot of refurbishment work that you guys had to do to get it ready?
Yes, we had quite a bit of renovations that needed to be done to the property. The main thing that caused us a lot of delays was the water sewer line that was in the front yard that was kind of destroyed by some magnolia trees and age. So locating the water sewer line and rebuilding that was a big job for us to do.
That sounds
property.
Expensive.
And then turning it into, going from a residential to retail, we had to do some modifications in there, that as well.
Was it already zoned, or did you have to get a zoning change?
It was already zoned residential commercial, so we were fortunate enough to have that already.
Talk to me a little bit about the whole process of opening a business in Colonial Beach.
There are a lot of regulations, not only that the town has to impose, but if you're operating a restaurant, for example, there's health department regulations, there's ADA compliance issues that you have to adhere to. So there are a lot of things to consider and think about when opening and operating a business within the town. Finding the right person that is able to help you navigate and help you through that process, I think, is key. And finding the right person in the town to be able to help you with that is critical. Mm-hmm.
So you've been open for a little while now, obviously early days, but how's it going?
I think it's going well. We have seen so many people come through. We are meeting new friends. We're selling merchandise, which is what the real reason we're in business for. We have a great staff that's been so supportive and working very hard, and just the word is out in town that we're there. I love being out and seeing our merchandise on people. It makes me remember, like, that's why I'm doing this. When I see somebody wearing something that we've offered. It's been a lot of work, a lot of long hours, but it's been completely worth it so far.
That's the key, isn't it? It was worth it.
Yes.
And so you can, as a result, I'm sure you can see yourself continuing to do this, hopefully, for some time to come.
Oh, yeah. I've already got some ideas and things. I want to expand on some product line. We've always have some projects working in the back of our minds. So I think that Magnolia Hall is, we want it to be a staple place here in town. And we want to someday expand on it, and it's been well received. And the town has been so welcoming, and we get great feedback from the tourists as well, and people referring people to come over and to see what we've done. I think it means a lot.
You two both strike me as the types who, even in retirement, don't really sit still for much, do you?
I don't tend to let the grass grow underneath me very quickly, no.
Yeah, we're still young-ish.
It's a relative term.
Yeah.
So, guys, we've covered a lot of territory. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you wished I had, that you wanted to get out there?
Well, one thing that I do want to toot our own horn, I'm very proud of the restoration of the actual building itself. That's something that we believe in this town, is if you can fix it before tearing it down and rebuilding something new. And as Dan was talking about, we had a lot of challenges with the property, especially the sewer. And the floors aren't, they're not level. There's creaks when you walk down. But that's the character of a home from the 20s. The hardwood floors, I love them. Cantrell Builders did our refurbishment, who has worked on a lot of projects with us, and they've turned out great. The walls were a disaster. The plaster you know, is not easy to work with. So they had to work on getting the walls reskimmed. We did a really cool feature wall of end tables in the housewares. It wasn't fun putting it together as we were trying to cut all these tables, and it was trying to work on getting them. It was like a puzzle, but I think it turned out beautifully. It's something unique, and we both love being able to restore a property to bring it back to life when possible, and I think that that's something that we were able to do with this building. The magnolia trees in the front are gorgeous. We're not sure how old they are. We were very worried we might lose one of them during the sewer expedition when they were digging up for that. And so far, so good. Knock on wood, they're both striving. And that's the reason we named it Magnolia Hall, was because of the magnolia trees out front. So we're very proud of the property. Not just the merchandise inside, but what it looks like on the outside.
You turned a challenge into a feature.
Yes.
Frankly, the feature name of the whole place.
True. We never had a name in place until we were actually in the yard talking about what to do about the trees, because they had to come in and work on the canopy of them and trimming them up and making them look healthy again. And it was just immediate. This is Magnolia. Magnolia, we can't compete with Joanna Gaines with, you know, I have to be careful with her copyright of Magnolia, but this is like a hall when you walk down the hall of the house. So welcome, Magnolia Hall.
And what are the hours of Magnolia Hall now?
Right now, through the end of this year, we are open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. We will revisit our hours in the new year with the winter hours. We anticipate being open on weekends, and we'll figure out with calendar of events for events in town when we would open additional. So we have staff that are here that are local. We're local part-time, so we'll be able to be open all the time, just not 7 days a week, probably during the off-season.
I mean, for almost any business in Colonial Beach, because of our seasonal nature, it doesn't make sense to be open 7 days a week, you know, until you hit the season.
True, but what we're finding right now, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday being open, the locals have somewhere to shop, and it's been really successful for us, and we've enjoyed being able to be open. There's, you know, an exercise classes that happen, so after they do their yoga, they come and shop. We've enjoyed having those groups come through.
That's a good point, because I know when I've been here on a Monday, you know, it's pretty rolled up and closed up, and the few businesses that are open, you know, if I'm hungry and I don't feel like cooking and I want to eat out somewhere, my choices are very limited, but the places that are open on a Monday get all my business.
Absolutely.
So January, you'll revisit your hours, and then, of course, I'm sure come April or whatever, you'll probably be opening your doors back up.
Probably March timeframe. Schools, their schedules are different now, and a lot of spring breaks happen in March, not April. With that, Easter is always fluctuating, and that dictates a lot of break time as well. So, you know, we need to really look at the calendar to see what's being offered. We know from our Airbnb business, we do tend to start ramping up in March and April. So we'll definitely, and then spring, everybody, you know, you get spring fever, you need new clothes, you want new things for the house. We start moving outside and entertaining and eating outside. So we'll be ready.
New lawn furniture, whatever.
Well, we're not going to sell furniture yet. I don't think we have room for that, but I'll put that on the list.
Lawn ornaments then, maybe.
Yes, definitely some ornaments. And like one of the things we're featuring is melamine plates, acrylic glassware, because people here live on the porch, by the fire pit, on the boat, on the dock. And so we do offer non-breakable things like that for entertaining. So we're just trying to be mindful of how we live here, and so offer things that make sense to that coastal living.
Scott and Dan, thank you very much for coming to Talk of the Town.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.